LeBrobuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth, and we have with us this morning Sloan Killian. Sloan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
How was your weekend?
It was very good. I helped my brother and sister-in-law move into their new house on Saturday, so that was a big thing for them, and we're very happy.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Amy Shipley with us as well. Amy, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was beautiful. Got some yard work done, and I was able to go to Villisca and welcome Marcus home.
How cool
from
is that?
Deployment. So
yes.
That was really a wonderful, exciting thing to have him back in the, you know, in the area.
Yeah.
So
we were over as well and saw the parade. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hope to visit with him sometime in the near future. So,
yeah.
But so a good weekend.
Yeah.
Good weekend. Had a little rain last night. How are the lambs?
The lambs are fine. Most of them are weaned and they're growing. So eating
and
a lot of
adorable.
Feed.
Yeah.
I always ask Amy for pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever grow accustomed to that. They're always just cute, aren't they? Let's talk about building rural wealth. So lifestyle business or wealth building business. Okay, Sloan, set me up here. What are we talking about?
Sure. So we're going to start this off with like a very simple question. Okay. What is your business actually designed to do for you? Okay. A lot of people would think this is a very obvious answer. You know, mm-hmm. we start a business. We want to make some money. We want to have some independence, everything like that. And that's the answer for a lot of owners, you know, provide a good living, support their family, and maintain some flexibility. But for others, the answer to that question is build long-term wealth, create something that can be sold or transitioned, and fund retirement beyond day-to-day income. Both of these reasons are very legitimate. Whichever motivates you in your business, completely valid. But they do lead to different decisions over time. Where things can get kind of tricky is when those two goals get blended without a clear plan. So today we're going to talk about the difference between a lifestyle business and a wealth building business and how to make sure your approach aligns with what you want long term. This is all about finding what fits best for you.
Okay. Lifestyle business or wealth building business. Okay. There's nothing wrong with a lifestyle business, Amy.
No, nothing at all. And it's interesting. You know, I'd never thought about your business having kind of two different goals or paths and until Sloan mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting to me that there is a couple of different, you know, reasons and motivations for business. So a lifestyle business is designed to support your life today and provide income and flexibility and fit your personal priorities. So some good examples of lifestyle businesses would be your local service businesses. I'm thinking of like Doble Appliance some of those smaller businesses, Orm Outdoors. They provide family-run operations, and the owner prioritizes time, community, and flexibility. And for a lot of owners, that's exactly what they want. And the issue isn't the type of business. It's whether your expectations match reality. And you need to ask yourself if your business is designed to fund your lifestyle today or your retirement later. Because often we see owners who operate a lifestyle business but assume it will eventually function like a wealth building business. You know, they have some decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have strong income and steady operations but no clear transition plan or outside assets. But once you understand what your business is doing for you, you can start thinking about, well, what's going to happen next.
Okay. So what are the retirement implications, Sloan?
Right. So this is where it kind of like gets important because I know a few people in my life who are like, I'm never going to retire. I'm going to work until, you know, they put me in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of people, you know, they work with the expectation that eventually they will downshift or retire completely. A lifestyle business can provide great income, but that income often stops when you step away. So in contrast, a wealth building business may build transferable value, create a sale opportunity, or support a transition plan. And a good example of this, let's take two owners
mm-hmm.
who have earned similar incomes for 20 years. One builds transferable value, and the other builds a strong income stream, but no exit. Same effort, different outcome. Because if most of your wealth is tied to your ability to work, that creates dependency. We've talked a little bit about that on this show before. Mm-hmm. If your business is solely dependent on your effort, your skills, your knowledge, it's harder for people to see the value when it transfers to a new owner. So think about it. If you wanted to slow down in 5 to 10 years, what would replace your income? And this is not us saying that you need to change your business model. We're not like, oh, if you have a lifestyle business, that's a bad thing. It absolutely is not.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to look at your current model and recognize what it does and doesn't provide. And that's where building wealth outside of the business can become really important.
Important recognition and distinction there, right? To mm-hmm. think about that. Okay. So why do owners not build wealth outside of the business, Amy? What's going on there?
You know, in particular, I'm thinking about farmers. So a lot of times a farming business puts all of the assets that they have back into the farm
mm-hmm.
without setting aside retirement funds. And there's a lot of reasons that they do this, you know, and it can be tax incentives is a big reason. That farmers don't put aside money for themselves for retirement. Familiarity, it's what they've always done. They're going to continue to do it that way. Control and immediate returns. You can see when you buy a piece of equipment, your immediate return. You can't see when you put money into a retirement account, mm-hmm. you know, what that is 10 years down the road. And it feels like the safest and most logical place to put your money. But it can create a concentration of assets over time. And before too long, your financial future depends on the one asset, you know, your business or your farm. So the question then becomes, what does it look like to build outside of that?
Okay. So Sloan, tell me three ways that you can build wealth outside of the business.
Right. So the first one is retirement accounts. Right, we've talked a million times
mm-hmm.
On Building Real Wealth about retirement accounts.
It's a very important tool, right?
Absolutely. Your SEP IRAs, your solo 401ks. These create separation between business income and personal wealth. Okay, number two would be taxable investments. Brokerage accounts, diversified portfolios. They're flexible, they're accessible, and they're not tied to business performance. And then you have income-producing assets like real estate. And these have the potential to generate income independent of your time. You know, we always say, you can't buy more time.
Right.
The time is very, very finite. So that's something to consider as well. And using these tools, it's not about stopping the investment in your business. You're always going to reinvest back into your business. But you're just not going to rely on it exclusively. So, you know, take a moment and try to think, if your business slowed down, what else would support you? Because it's not always about, you know, you hope to make the exit that you want on
mm-hmm.
your terms,
mm-hmm.
but you can't always control what happens. There are plenty of times where a health event or a family emergency or even a positive thing like a new opportunity can affect the way that you thought you were going to transition out of your business.
Good point. Good information. So how do I align my business and my personal strategy? Amy, bring those two in alignment for me.
Okay, sure. I'll try. That's a tough thing to do, isn't it? Really?
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
That's what we do, right?
Uh-huh. It is what we do. It's what we talk about, what we get people to think about. So if you don't take anything else away from this episode, remember this. Your business strategy and your financial strategy should be connected. You know, for example, how much do you reinvest in your business versus how much do you take out and set aside for your retirement? When do you start shifting towards outside assets to build that retirement comfort? And are you planning for an eventual transition? And they're big questions, but there are some to try and think about before you have to think about them. So just be aware that you've got decisions to make, that we're here to help you in making all of those decisions. And what's most important is that they're supporting where you want to be in life, not only now, but in the future. If your life is a workplace optional lifestyle that you're looking for, that requires some planning. Yes. And that's exactly what we love to do and help people with. And have Dan is trained. He's a certified exit strategist, and so we've got him in the office that's able to sit down with people and get those conversations started.
And it looks different for everybody.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. That's why, planning is so important. I mean, you can try and copy what someone else did, but your situation is never going to be identical to theirs.
Everyone's different.
Yeah. And that's why, Dan and his certified exit planning advisor designation, that's why he wanted to get it. And that's why he wanted to help business owners in this aspect. So
wrap this all up for me, Sloan. Put it all together, and then how can people reach out to learn more?
Sure. So, again, nothing wrong whatsoever with a lifestyle business. There's also nothing wrong with building wealth for your retirement. The important part is knowing which business you're operating, and then planning accordingly. If you're a real business owner, ask yourself, one, what is my business designed to do for me? And two, is that enough to support my long-term goals? And if you'd like help connecting your business decisions with your long-term financial picture, feel free to give us a call at 712-623-5726, or you can visit our website at milestonefinancialgroup.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Lifestyle business or wealth-building business? Important question to ask and to know the answer to. So nice to see you both.
Great to see you.
Thanks.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are